T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yesterday's storm that blew down trees all over the Bay Area also toppled several large trees at the Oakland Zoo and tore the mesh of the zoo's newest aviary. No animals were injured, but 6 birds did escape. And now the zoo's animal care team is working to corral those birds. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Oakland Zoo President and CEO Nick DeHagia. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Sorry for the year you're having. What kind of birds escaped?
Well, let me just say, this storm and rainy season has absolutely wreaked havoc, right? Not only across the region, at the zoo, and with our operations. Those 6 birds that flew out, they're an African species. 2 of them are called pied crows. We've got 3 superb starlings and then a male hooded vulture. So, most importantly, these birds are staying close to that aviary and staying within the zoo. There certainly, is no threat to others, to local wildlife or other zoo animals or people. So our animal care team is, on site, confident that we're going to retrieve these birds. And we're working around the clock to make sure.
How do you know they're close by?
Well, we're spotting them. So we have staff out at the zoo with scopes, spotting them on trees. They are, flying back and forth near the existing aviary. And we're trying to do everything possible to lure them back in with food and ensure that, they can get back in. I'm sure they're a little bit confused right now. So we're doing everything we can to keep our eyes on them around the clock and hopefully get them back in.
If, God forbid, you can't corral them back into the aviary, can they survive?
They have been well taken care of and fed in their aviary, and we think they can, but, it's a bit unknown. We don't want to take that chance. We want to do everything possible to bring them back in. Certainly, there are other predators out there being back in their zoo aviary is the best place for them. So, we're hoping for the best to ensure that they can get back in and do everything possible to make that happen. More importantly, this tree, how it damaged was a massive eucalyptus tree, literally tore right across it. And this is one of the challenges we're having here across the region and in the zoo. Trees of that magnitude, the soils are saturated, and they're dropping quickly. So we're doing everything possible to ensure the safety, of our not only our animals, but our zoo pathways. And we just need to start removing a number of these trees.
The pictures you guys posted on the Oakland Zoo Twitter account are pretty amazing. You referenced this in your earlier comments. You guys have had a rough year. The weather opened up that huge sinkhole, and you guys had to close for a while.
Hey, it's, wow, right? We're here at it again. It has been a long 3 months, certainly on top of a long several years of COVID. So, luckily the sinkhole got fixed, even though we were closed, but it hasn't let up. And, more importantly, our staff are incredibly resilient. They're working and dedicated around the clock. We're trying to do everything to stay ahead of this weather, which is unfortunate. It's not just the trees. It's the drainage systems. It's other damage and debris just around the property. So I will tell you, we are tired, but our morale is still strong, and we're trying to get through this.
Nick, you certainly are running a jewel in the East Bay and in Oakland, and we wish you the best of luck for staying resilient. That is,
yeah. Yeah, listen, thank you. And we can't wait to open back up. We will be open tomorrow. I look forward to people coming out and really enjoying the zoo and everything it has to offer. So thank you very much.
All right, Nick, thank you so much. Oakland Zoo President and CEO Nick DeHagia.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.